This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yinzer fans still big mad at me. Just very, and they've not come off the what about Myles Garrett or you're fat. There's been no, I keep waiting for someone to find the third lane. And I'm like, nah, it's kind of all the same iteration of Nick Wilson has a weight problem or Myles Garrett's a bigger baby.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you which one hurts more, but it'd probably be the Myles Garrett one at this point because you were so hard against Myles that it's like, what happened here?
Oh, see, but even that, I'm like,
it's like not keeping the right receipts.
I would say, like, why would a Pittsburgh, whether it's a host or why would they know that I've been harder on Myles than almost anybody, right? So even that's I'm almost like Teflon in this because nobody said anything that actually
the fat thing is what I always find interesting though. Like, don't people understand that? Like, if they wanted to make that as an insult, they had to talk like to like 10-year-old you.
Yeah.
Like at this point, that's just not going to do anything to you.
I also think the other thing about that is, I almost think
it's so
less
unoriginal.
Well, that's the thing. It, like, anytime somebody goes to you fat schmo, it's like, well, that just doesn't take any creativity.
Yeah.
You know, like if you really put it in a creative way, you still might be able to get through the armor. But if it's just you're fat.
Well, I think you really got to get specific if you want to hurt people's feelings, right? And you also got to get on things that don't typically get talked about.
Yes, exactly.
That's the other thing.
Exactly. I just don't think fat's one of them. Not when it's self-applied 90% of the time.
Your next podcast should be the I'm Fat podcast.
You know, Hacksaw and I
really swerve into that.
Hacksaw and I actually had the imaging for it and everything, and then I left Charlotte. We were going to do a podcast called Small Talk, Large Men.
Yeah, there we go.
And so we had one of the guys, Mike Schaefer, who's got a great radio voice. He was the PD of WBT, and I had him do it, and he's like, get ready for Small Talk and Large Men.
There we go.
And I'm like, man, I got to break that puppy
out. So the problem with that, though, is that I would never think I'm going to that specific podcast for any, like, big opinions, you know? I'm thinking, like, Small Talk. I'm thinking, like, so how was the weather today?
I think the point is...
Oh, boy, do we need rain, don't we?
I think the talk is small comparative to the body mass index, right? The BMI.
Which then puts you guys so large...
Yes.
That the talk itself is still so big.
This talk is huge. The men are fatter.
If you think the talk is big, just wait.
Yeah. That's not all. Why did I have to go there?
I mean, you said it, not me.
I mean, come on now.
It's the second time you've tried to prop up that body part of yours.
Not the second time.
No, I mean, just today.
A lot more than that, fella.
A lot
more.
Just today.
We are propping quite a bit. You ran into a scenario over the weekend.
Yeah, set me up with that segue. So I spent the past 3 days at my wife's grandma's funeral.
Bail me out.
Yeah. There's really no way to do this now. There's no real way. So it was funny though. On Tuesday, we're all getting ready, and so everyone in the core part of attendance that's going to be there, because we didn't know how many people were going to show up. Mm-hmm. We genuinely, I mean, she lived to be 95. When you live to be 95,
you know people.
Well, you know people, but a lot of your friends have also they've died.
Yeah.
Like, they're long gone. So we thought, and it was a great turnout, but we thought it was going to be maybe 10, 12, 15 people max. You just don't know. And so all the guys on Tuesday were then like coming around and they're trying to figure out what to wear, not to wear. And I got asked, like, so what are you going to wear? And I said, well, I'm going to wear a suit and a tie. You know, that's what you do at a funeral. You wear a suit and a tie. And these are all Elise's family members. And so, like, they're all of, you know, different ages and everything. But, like, there's a, like, I've been in the family for a while, but I'm still trying to make people happy. You know what I mean? And so her uncle was like, well, so if you don't wear a tie, then none of us have to wear a tie. Mm-hmm. And then her father-in-law was like, yeah, I don't really want to wear a tie. It's going to be 95 degrees outside. I don't want to do that. And so we're all just kind of debating it. And I'm like, no, like, it's mad disrespectful to me. If I go to a funeral and I don't wear a tie, I have to wear a tie. It got to the point where uncle was like, well, I guess you're eating McDonald's tonight instead of the meal that we're having. And I'm like, that's not the threat that you think it is, friend. I love McDonald's.
I'm pro uncle on this one. I don't know where you're getting the tie thing. Actually, there's a few things. One, it's wild they put it on you. It is very wild.
Well, they were right. Here's the smart thing was then they would get me to then be like, you're right, let's not wear a tie. And then everyone would be all in accordance and agreement. And then and it would be like, well, yeah, Jonathan didn't want to wear a tie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I probably would have got blamed for it. And it would have been easy for them. But then none of the guys would have wore a tie.
So, well, but I think that's my point of it's like, all right, we're going to put the power distribution on one of the newer family members. That feels a little dicey. All right, little need a little more leadership there. Now, come on.
Need more leadership?
I'm going to tell you right now, if you've been in that family 40, 50, 60 years, and you're like, the new guy wouldn't wear a tie, so we didn't. I mean, what are we doing here?
It was definitely going to come falling back on me.
Of course it was.
You've met the women in that family. They run the show.
So in this way, you were smart because you protected yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On the other way, though, you could have gotten some easy points by taking the heat.
Didn't want it.
Oh, I would have taken that.
I think it's so disrespectful to not wear a tie at a wedding.
Disagree.
And everyone's like, oh, it'll be hot out. Yeah, suck it up. She lived 95 years. The least you could do is wear a tie at her funeral.
Yeah, but see, okay, she lived 95 years, and you're already suffering from the loss. You don't need a little more suffering by wearing a tie. This is your Catholic school roots coming through.
Well, and so I was wondering why it was so easy to wear ties. And it's because my Catholic school roots, I wore a tie every day for high school. That was part of the uniform. And so I guess I'm just comfortable wearing ties. I never understood the people that are just like, oh, it's such a bother to wear a tie. It's like, it's a tie. It's not that big of a deal. You look significantly nice. All the weddings, too. Weddings, all these people, they constantly are like, oh, happy to take this tie off, finally. It's like, it's not really that bad.
I've watched every Final Destination. Fine. That tie is one or two bad things happening in a row away from being your demise.
I left on Thursday. I told Elise, I said, the one thing I want now for my wedding is everybody in attendance has to wear a suit and a tie.
You mean your funeral?
Sorry, wedding, funeral. Oh, boy, that was a mistake. Getting in trouble for one later on.
If you told Elise that, you will need that funeral here soon.
But for my funeral, that's what I want. I say, you better wear a tie. Like that's and you right there.
No.
If I die before you, you better wear a tie.
No.
I want 100 degrees, 70 degrees, anything in between. Doesn't matter.
No.
Be respectful. Wear a tie.
I'll wear a bolo tie.
Why is it such a big deal? Yo, you're gonna go off Philip Rivers on me?
I absolutely will. I will go fat Wyoming minister.
You know what?
I'll wear a cowboy hat.
You do
a bolo
cowboy
tie.
Hat, bolo tie. There's effort there. There's effort
well,
there.
Well, see, now I don't like this because I went this way. Why? Just because I'm skirting the rules a bit.
I mean, you live 95 years and you get to a spot where people are debating whether or not they can wear a suit and a tie for you. I mean, it's just, what are we doing here?
A week out. If you had said, we're planning everything, you care about this? And she'd be like, hell no, don't wear ties. Those look uncomfortable as hell. I
didn't know this was such a stick for me, but it clearly was because I was like, and you know me, I do like to go with the flow many times, especially when it comes to like earning points with family, where I'd be like, this is an easy one, just take it. No part of me thought it was acceptable to not wear a tie.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to show up buck naked.
I'm going to get you kicked out of my funeral is what I'm going
to
do.
No, you're going to have to because I'm not going to have any clothes on.
I want to hire security guards to just monitor and see what you wear. And if you're not wearing the proper attire, you're getting the boot, man.
I am so much more
stealthy.
And
that's
going
to be the job of the security guards. So, not wearing the tie? Or you get easy on the tie?
Catholic churches,
you're out.
Catholic churches have like 17 different entrances. I will make sure that I'm going to send everybody to the front the stoops there. And then I'm going to walk out behind the casket naked as a jaybird. And just be like, sorry, guys. JP wanted it this way.
And Elise will turn to everyone and be like, he's been off his medication for a while. It's not his fault.
No. Elise will murder me on the spot.
She might. She might legitimately murder you.
And that'll be worth it. It'll have to be worth it. And then, because there's no way he can get me back because you'll also be dead first.
Why is it such a big deal to wear the tie?
Because ties are awful. They are so awful. They are amateur nooses. They're not
they
comfortable.
They show a class. They show a sophistication for the event.
They don't.
They show respect for the event that you're going to.
We've evolved past wearing ties. You know what else we don't wear anymore? We don't wear ties to baseball games anymore. Why? Because they're insufferable. If this was in 1920
really
and you showed up to
bad.
A baseball game with a tie on, without a tie, people would think you were a bad word, whatever,
it
in 1920s.
It felt like 102 out there. I think the real actual temperature was somewhere in the 90s, high 90s. And you better believe the whole entire time I was outside, I was gladly wearing that tie.
Why were you gladly
Didn't
wearing
even
it?
Think about it because it was a respect thing, is what
it was.
It was
a respect thing.
It was a respect
that
thing
that you created in your head.
I know. Listen, Job would have loved me wearing that tie. That's what she called her grandma. She would have loved me
I
wearing
don't think
that
she
tie.
She would have.
She would have been like, that's how you show some respect.
I don't
respect.
Think she would have. I think
that's some class out of that Jonathan Peterlin. She married a good one.
She'd be like, Johnny, why did you make everybody else?
She married a
why'd
good
you make
one.
Everybody else suffer on principle?
They did all wear ties, by the way.
Yeah, they did. It's a disrespectful to not wear a tie at a funeral. We'll ask that of Bryant McFadden. Get his thoughts on the TJ Watt deal and the Browns offseason in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. no annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.